Welcome to Adventures with Scars. I am your host, Lauren Huffmaster. I've been living with cancer for 7 years and am currently metastatic in my breast cancer journey. But I use my story to help others. I use my story to bring hope. And right now, I'm using my story and the story of all of those I've worked with to help bring forth a discussion around the experience of cancer. Today, we're going to talk about fear. Fear is one of the three core experiences of cancer, in my opinion. Can we all agree on this? Do we all understand that fear is a typical emotional response to cancer? The experience of fear needs no introduction. We are all familiar with its effects. Cancer and fear go hand in hand because cancer hits all the buttons to set off fear in our life. The uncertainty, trauma, the sudden changes, the risk, an unclear future, the present danger. A diagnosis of cancer leaves a person with two choices: to live in involuntary submission to negative fear or to choose something different. First and foremost, we have to come to understand that fear and uncertainty are not the same thing. Uncertainty is the result of our life bumping up against circumstances outside of our control. It is something that's very tactile and something that we can't control is uncertain, something that's not within our ability to change. Fear, on the other hand, is our emotional response. It happens inside us. As we process something like uncertainty, we often experience the emotion of fear. And even though those two things happen in the same circumstances, they are not the same thing. Now, if we can begin to understand this, if when we feel uncertainty and fear in the same moment, we can stop and set one on one side of the room and one on the other, look at that uncertainty, say, what is happening right now in my life that I don't get, that I wasn't planning for, that I don't want? And look at the other side of the room and look at the fear and say, okay, you just sit there until I figure out what to do with you. If we could just separate those two things for a moment, we would begin to heal from the experience of cancer much more quickly. But as long as we allow them to become one and the same, uncertainty will always trigger fear, and fear will never go away because life is never certain. As long as you have a cancer diagnosis, there is uncertainty in your life, in your future. And so we have to learn to separate that fear. Otherwise, we will also live in fear for the rest of our life. Now, I've always considered courage the opposite of fear, but that's not true. Fear is a constricting emotional response to an expected negative outcome in the future. Instead of opposites, courage is actually pretty similar. Courage is an expansive emotion to an expected negative outcome that might happen in our future. But why are we looking into the future and expecting negative outcomes? I think, and I would like to propose, the opposite of fear is actually joy. Joy is this expansive emotional response to an expected, overwhelmingly positive outcome in every future situation. Life is filled with curiosity and wonder when we use our imaginations to consider the best possible results. Now, this doesn't come easily. I feel like we are sort of trained almost to prepare for the future in a negative way. What if prices go up? What if gas goes up? What if, what if, what if? But all of our what ifs are filled with negative things. Instead, I had to overcome my fear with what I call irrational optimism, irrational hope. I had to begin using my imagination to imagine what could be. What can my future look like? How do I want my future to be? What legacy do I want to leave? And how can I get there? As long as I was looking at my life in a constricting way, in a way that really just was hanging on cancer, and that was all, hanging on a future where I was going to die of cancer, my emotions got smaller and smaller and smaller and less important, less meaningful, less legacy building. But instead, when I flipped that around and started thinking in an irrationally optimistic way, anything was possible for me. Now, when I think about irrational optimism, what I mean by that is that nothing changed in my circumstances. My uncertainty did not shift at all. I still had a terrible diagnosis. I was still a young mother with a terminal cancer. That wasn't going to go away. So my circumstances, my uncertainty remained, but what I did with those, the emotional response to that is what shifted. And so even though I had nothing to hang my irrational optimism on, I couldn't say, oh, I had a big good scan, or oh, my cancer's all gone. Even though nothing was there to hold my irrational optimistic ways up for everyone to see, I chose to believe it nonetheless. I mean, who's to say I'm not going to live 10 or 20 more years? Why would I believe I'm going to die in the next 2 years when I could just as easily believe I won't die of cancer at all? No one knows what the future will hold. So why would I believe in a negative outcome? Well, I'll have to tell you that when I chose to believe something different, when I chose to believe in a positive outcome, that something good could come out of my cancer experience, my life began to change. The life of my children began to change. The lives of my family members, everyone began to change because I was willing to hope. I was willing to find joy in something that was everyone else's worst case scenario. I was living out people's nightmares of an experience. And yet I was choosing to hope, choosing to pursue legacy, choosing to use my story to encourage others. And this shift in me told others that they could also shift. On the other hand, if I lived in fear, if I had stayed in fear, I believe my life would have gotten smaller and smaller. I don't think I'd be on this podcast today. I probably wouldn't have a nonprofit because I would be focused on controlling what could be controlled. I would try to keep my little family safe, and that would take up all of my time because fear puts blinders on us. It blocks out every other possibility and makes us focus on the one thing we're afraid of. And when we look through the tunnel of our life, all we can see is that one thing. And we can't go left or right. We're in a chute of some sort, and we can only go closer or farther away from that one thing. But wherever we look, all we see is what we fear. On the other hand, when we live in joy and we live in hope, we can see so many possibilities. Anything is possible. It is the opposite of fear. You can look around and find a solution in any direction because your eyes are opened. You're not choosing to focus on these uncertainties. Instead, you're choosing to focus on possibility. This is liberating. And in my experience, when I was able to overcome this tunnel perspective of cancer, making me stare down at my mortality every day, when I chose to step back and was able to remove that tunnel from around my sight, I really had nothing left to be afraid of. So what if I fail? So what if I say something that's not true or that doesn't make sense? It didn't matter because I knew that possibilities would arise in every circumstance. And there's always going to be uncertainty. It doesn't matter if I had sat on the couch and waited to die or decided to go skydiving tomorrow or start a nonprofit. There would always be uncertainties around me. But I was willing to separate that uncertainty from the fear and put possibility there instead. Fear is a universal experience. Everyone in the world, everyone in history has experienced fear. So you're not alone in that. There is no shame around that fear. It is the emotion that emerges when uncertainty happens in our life. So we have to just come to terms with that, but not build our life on that culture of fear. Now, I say this before in the last podcast, but I believe it so much. And I must say it again. Fear can be more detrimental to your legacy, to the memories of who you are, than your disease, than your trauma, because your fear will become contagious to others. You're going to put that fear in the lives of others, in the minds of others, in the hearts of others. And most likely it'll come into the heart of those you love the most. Fear is contagious, but cancer is not. We must stop living in the cycle of fear. It is okay to be afraid when you're starting treatment. It's okay to be afraid when you're feeling weak or you're going into surgery. It's even okay to be afraid on the day you're going into the scan, but not a year later. Not 2 years later and 3 years later and 5 years later. When you're experiencing fear after the the danger has passed, that is because you have adopted a culture of fear. And that is what penetrates the hearts of those around you. Think about how your life would be different if you adopted a culture of hope, a culture of joy. How would the lives of those around you be changed when your children are grown and they are out living their life and they face trauma? How do you want them to respond? In fear that constricts them and pushes them down, or in optimism and hope that shows them there are so many other possibilities in this world? We have to remember that we are modeling how to handle trauma to everyone who's watching us. They're watching you. They're watching me. We are teaching others what it means to live a good life, even in difficulties. And I believe that you can choose hope over fear. It does not come easily. As I said in my story, at the beginning, I had to choose it every hour, every minute practically. And then I chose hope every day, and I was able to live in hope throughout the day. And then I was able to choose it every week. And then I was able to choose hope even as I drove to a scan. I started to teach myself how to live in hope, how to live in joy. And this freed me from stress and anxiety, freed me to try new things. This is what's possible, but we have to address and call out the fear that we're currently living in and set that in the corner of our mind and embrace something different. When we believe that our life is filled with hope and purpose, anything is possible. You can face any difficulty, because when we look to the future, we do not expect the negative outcome. We expect what can be. We expect the good. And so purpose, the hope, the joy allows us to face difficulties of all kind. And that is what I want for you. Whatever life brings your way, whether it's cancer or trauma or another chronic disease, I believe that you can face that and live well and show your family that you are strong and how they can live well, because hope is an option for us. Fear is not our only choice here. Hope is an option. Joy is an option. So today, go out and in life, choose hope, choose joy. See how that feels. Live it out for one day, test it and see what comes. Thank you for listening to our discussion on fear today. I hope you're encouraged. You're not alone. Anyone who's living in fear, you're not alone. The future, though, is in what you choose to believe moving forward. If you need help, if you need resources around these ideas, check out our website, adventuretherapyfoundation.org. Check out our coaching platform, risefound.org. We want to stand with you through these difficult situations. We want to encourage you, and mostly we want to remind you, you are not alone. In the show notes, we have provided questions and prompts to help you take a closer look at the fear you're experiencing in life. Please use these tools to work out these heart problems, these things that keep us up at night, these things that are holding us back. Use these tools we've provided to move forward into a hopeful future.